The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 305.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of thenewsavvy.com, and she'll be explaining more of what she does. You know, I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Anna Hautanto. Anna, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you for having me. So my name is Anna. I run thenewsavvy.com. The New Savvy is Asia's leading online platform that focuses on financial and career issues for women. So what we wanted to do was to empower women to make smarter financial decisions. The New Savvy has been featured in Forbes, CNBC, Business Insider, and other media publications. But what really, you know, makes me happy is when women email me telling me that they are inspired to take charge of their finances.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I truly believe, you know, women, especially Asian women, you know, it's necessary to go out there and learn how to, you know, create their own income, especially when you hear, you know, some places like in China where, you know, they're not allowed to have their own name on property and, you know, everything gets taken away. What happens to the woman then, right? And this is stuff that nobody talks about. So I'm really glad you're creating something that can really help women out there realize their power and true potential and create the income that they deserve. So great stuff. And Anna, what's your cultural background?
I'm Singaporean. My father is Indonesian. So I grew up in Indonesia for 10 years and then I came to Singapore. And from then I have been in Singapore most of my life. And my mom's half British. Yeah, explains the name. So, but I think for me, I don't know. I mean, I identify as a Singaporean, but I guess we travel a lot. So there's always that, you know, cosmopolitan bit in all of us, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. And thanks for sharing that. And Anna, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I read this recently, and I mean, I have read it a lot of times, but recently I read this again. It says, just be yourself, because no matter what you do, people are going to judge anyway. So I think for me, it's always about accepting yourself, always being yourself, you know, being who you are. And I think people will always accept the person that you are. And for those that don't, then I guess they don't matter anyway.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And, you know, I totally, you know, agree with you. It's like, we're going to get judged no matter what happens. I mean, you know, we can't please everyone. So, you know, we're better off just going out there doing what we love and we attract the right people into our lives, I always believe. So great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I guess for me, to be honest, I struggled with that my whole life. I mean, you know, I think being a woman, it's really hard. I'm sure you or your, you know, listeners feel that way too, because, you know, we are judged with whatever we do. We don't wear enough makeup, we wear too much makeup, we are too fat, too thin. So recently, anyway, this is a very interesting question. So recently someone said this to me. He looked at me, a guy, middle-aged guy, looked at me and said, you know, I think that you're too smart, but not pretty enough to succeed. And I was so stunned that I couldn't say anything. I just looked at him, you know. And I can't even understand what that is supposed to mean, you know. So I guess for me, one of the things that I do is never listen to people. When I first started the New Savvy, you know, a lot of people told me that it's a very silly idea because you're effectively cutting out the men, which is half of the population. And, you know, for investments, it has been proven that men are the more active investors. Men are more in tune to their finances. But I told everyone that, you know, I wanted to help women because a lot of women are earning more. I think modern women, we are working and earning and saving more, but we just don't know. There's no traditional media outlets that speak to us. So I told people, you know, most of the media, finance media, they tell you how to make 20 times, but women are not motivated by that. So going back to your question, I guess for all of us, we just have to do what we want, find something that you're passionate about, find something, you know, positive to focus about, and always be thankful for whatever you have.
Thanks for sharing that, Anna. And it's crazy how, you know, they think that, you know, when you created the new savvy that you're going to lose all the men. And it's just like coming from a scarcity mindset, not realizing, you know, we're creating more abundance. We're helping, you know, women win because, you know, what you're doing is creating win-win situations, you know, when women win, you win in the process. And, you know, we have more people out there who can create more jobs or either create more income, create more, a lifestyle that they can truly have. And if they just saw things in a different way, like it's just seeing it, you know, in a better light versus thinking, oh, you're going to take away all the men, you know, and it's great that you're out there following what you believe in, what you're positive, passionate about. So thanks for that great definition. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think for me it was always never enough. So I always felt when I was younger, I always felt that whatever I did was never enough. You know, even when I get second in class, I would think that I'm the biggest loser because, you know, number two is the biggest loser, right? You're not number one. And even in terms of looks or whatever, I guess, you know, living in Singapore or in Asia where women are smaller in size generally, I think I struggled with that because I think generally I'm quite big bone. So what I did was maybe, I don't know, I guess I kept doubting myself. I kept asking myself if I'm good enough. And, you know, I went through crazy diets. I went through crazy phase of like asking myself why I don't look a certain way, why I'm not smart enough, you know, why I'm not talented enough. So I think for me, the transformation was realizing that everybody has strengths. I think when I was younger, I saw this body shop ad and they say only 8 out of 1,000 women look like supermodels. So, I mean, I am generally quite healthy. I am sporty. I like to play sports. But now I realize that I want to exercise for health reasons, to feel good about myself, not because I want to be skinny. In terms of talent, I have accepted that, you know, everybody in life is made to do a certain things. You're good at certain things. And you just, and if even if you're not, you just have to put in the effort to be. You know, like I always tell people, if you try hard enough, you will definitely achieve some kind of success. You might not be the best, but you will definitely be better than before.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something most women go through, you know, not feeling, you know, that they're ever enough, you know, always trying to do more, even though, you know, we are more than enough than we realize. And, you know, we play the compare game so much, especially in Asia when there's like a certain standard of beauty. Like you mentioned, you know, it's like if you're not skinny, then you're not considered beautiful. If your skin's not white enough, then, you know, you're not considered pretty. And these things really hurt women out there because they feel like they're not enough. They have to go and do things like whiten their skin or have extreme diets, and those extreme diets can go to even more, you know, worse things like bulimia and eating disorders. So, you know, it's crazy what these little things can like affect people, right? And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you didn't have to do that, like, you know, you didn't have to keep on thinking you were never enough, like you were more than enough to do the things that you want, to be the person that you are today?
I mean, to be honest, I think that this is something that I've always written extensively about. It's crazy how women always doubt ourselves, you know. Even I have met so many successful women and, you know, they can build amazing multi-million companies. They're beautiful, they're smart, they're so talented. And they tell me things like, I don't know if I'm good enough. Or there are women who tell me like, I doubt myself. And I realize this is a universal problem for women, that no matter how good you are, you always think that you're not good enough. So no matter whether, you know, whether you're struggling or you're doing well, women always doubt themselves. And they always have this, what I call the imposter syndrome. Well, I didn't call it. It's a name, right? Whereas men tend to have that natural confidence. And I think one way to deal with it is to actually be very objective about it. So one thing that I read was to actually look at yourself the way somebody else will. So instead of you criticizing yourself, you look at yourself. Like, for example, you might see a lot of good things about me, which I don't. And I will see a lot of, you know, very beautiful things about you that you might not, you see. Because I think for women, we tend to focus on our shortcomings. A lot of people say that, you know, when you look into the mirror, you always look at, you know, you always, people always say like, oh, you know, my thighs are flabby, I have, you know, fat stomach, but you don't see the nice parts of yourself. So I guess for me, that was one of it, accepting myself for who I am. The second thing was, I think generally like reading, I'm quite, you know, I'm quite a geek. So I realized that I love finance and I actually put in a lot of effort for it because it doesn't come naturally to me. And the more I did it, the more confidence I got. And I realized that, hey, I'm actually quite good at this. And I guess if you ask me about transformation, I know this does not relate to, like, you know, being pretty or being skinny, but that was the point where I think in life you need to accept who you are, because you can't change a lot of things, but you can change the circumstances you are and change your mindset. Focus on the positive part. See what are some of the things that you want to improve. But of course, again, I'm very realistic, right? It's not like if you are 1.6, you will never be a supermodel. And no matter how much you eat, if your bone structure is big, it's just going to be like that. I think a lot of it comes with maturity and age of accepting who you are, being comfortable in your own skin, and realizing that, you know, being beautiful does not mean a certain standard.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's so true what you mentioned, like being beautiful. You know, we the media kind of like gives us this false idea of beauty, not realizing that beauty has to come from within. And, you know, that means accepting everything, like your strengths, your weaknesses, your flaws, whatever it may be. It's all still really beautiful, and that makes you who you are. And, you know, it's a shame, like so many women feel like they're not beautiful enough, when really they're more than enough to see the beauty in everything. And, you know, like you said, changing your circumstances and mindset can make a huge difference. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
I guess generally I'm a bit more self-assured. Again, it takes a very long time. I guess why I'm highlighting that, you know, this is because I don't want to tell people that it's easy, because it's not, right? Whether accepting yourself, you know, even it's the same with success stories, right? You always read about people who made it, you know, you read about people who built unicorns, but you don't realize how many people are struggling. So I guess for me, one, it comes with being more self-assured. Number two, focusing on what I'm good at. Number three, accepting myself for who I am. And I think even like when it comes to exercise, I used to exercise almost every day. And I mean, I'm generally quite good in sports, so that was easy. But the thing is, I can't deny that I do it because I want to look thinner, right? I want to be slimmer. But now I do it because it makes me feel good. It makes me focus on my work. It gives me a time to, you know, just be de-stress and disconnect with technology. Yeah, I think generally I am happier. I'm less tense.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you're out there, you know, doing your thing and realizing like, yeah, this doesn't come overnight. Even though when people say overnight success, it's like they've been building it for years and, you know, slowly building it to become an overnight success. So like you mentioned, you know, you hear the story, like, you know, you hear all the glory, but you never realize what the actual story is about. So, you know, it's great that you can tell people like, yeah, I'm a lot happier. I'm a lot less tense, but it took me a while to get here, and that's okay. You know, it's not a race. It's all part of the journey. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I think every woman has their own strengths, so focus on them. And if there's any weakness that you don't like, make an effort to change them slowly. Don't be unrealistic. You know, a lot of people, I have met people, I mean, let's talk about weight. They tell me, oh, I want to lose 5 kg. Or somebody tell me, you know, I want to be a millionaire. And I tell them, you know, it's good to have goals. But I think one tip would be to have very realistic goals and very measurable goals. So think of when, how, and what you want, and how to plan each step on how to go there. And I think goal planning is very, very important.
Those are some great tips that you mentioned. Thanks so much. And we focus on our weaknesses so much that we forget to focus on our strengths. So it's a really great reminder to realize like we all have something to offer. We all have something that we can go out there and live the life that we want and help others in the process. So great tips. And if our listeners wanted to connect with you or get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles you can share with us today?
Well, you can, I think my email is on thenewsavvy.com, or you can, I have a Facebook page, so it's a Facebook fan page, it's Anna Hautanto, so you can always email me there or reach out to me there.
Awesome, well thanks for sharing that, and to our listeners, if you want to connect with Anna, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Anna's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about, and I just want to thank Anna for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence, so thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you, Sheila, for having me.
Not a problem. It was an honor to have you on and share your story. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.